And I hope the sound is coming around now. It shouldn't be that much different than what I was sending out earlier this morning.
Yeah, hello, John. This is Whiskey 3 Hotel Delta. The name is Tony in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, running a TS-850 with a DSP-100. W3HDF.
This is Whiskey 3 Oscar Zulu, transmitting from Lacey, Washington, to John, using about 200 watts right now, or less, maybe 100 watts. This is
W3 Oscar Zanzibar. NU9N W4CO, and we're transmitting tonight on the Nadia SCM-1000 using the Kenwood 850. And this
I had two big guys there with a stretcher, surprised to see me. I said, welcome back, Captain Mininger. Shook their hands, told them, it's great to be back.
My name is Joe, and W4JRP, running area, Kenwood TS-870, and Michael.
Benefits and eligibility standards. And we helped get enacted 13 state laws that raise standards.
With the DSP unit. And we've essentially taken the low pass and high pass filters out of line. So we've disabled the front filter selection. And in the process of doing that, we picked up a bit more response.
Modulating? Yeah, I am.
In with a workshop here, a workshop there.
I walked away. They did a couple claps for me, said, "You make us proud, Captain Lininger."
And songs that were basically three chords, so I could improvise over them.
It felt good to be on my own two feet and walking again.
The film Matrix as an example, because I thought it did a very good job of showing if we keep on going where we are headed right.
Well, I guess it's hidden if you don't know about it.
This is what will happen in 150 years, and I thought they did that very well. And of course, first of all, I don't think we're going to go in that direction because we're changing all the time. But there's no question that it's obvious that if we continue to go the way we're going right now, we'll end up...
A phrase, an idea. But if you know it, if you look and sense it from a bit of a distance, you'll notice a progression of energy more and more. The magic that we are talking of and the magic that we're encouraging you to do is more and more a magic of transcendence.
Because I didn't want to just like do songs, you know.
Right.
I didn't want to do like lame approximations of songs. We did what we called field work, you know. So we picked songs that had basically three chords. and just sort of use them as a springboard.
In so many ways, you have, as we say again, grown and changed. You are so different.
I didn't really have any interest in covering Gloria, but it had three chords, and
than you used to be. Sometimes it's difficult from in there to realize it, just as it's difficult for those of you raising children to notice as they grow, whereas the antrop...
I liked the rhythm, and we just sort of used it for our own design, the same as Land of a Thousand Dances. Land of a Thousand Dances...
Your uncle or relative who hasn't seen your kids in 4 to 5 years, oh my gosh!
Became really like a battleground for all kinds of...
The world as it is in the film Matrix, you know?
I have to reset the settings here in the pro. I can probably do that on the air here. Hold on a minute. Here I am. Back to you, John, from K8NY.
Anyways, we're running 870 here. Behringer Mike 220.
Access.
Yep, the Behringer 1124 parametric E.
To gain
the disabilitated peak limiting compressor here, which has gone by the wayside. W5JAY from KYK.
You know, receive digital analog. I mean, this thing, I tell you what, it's pretty versatile. There's you can't do with it, so it's one heck of a rig. I think it's absolutely great.
Good evening. This is KA7GKN. The name is Marty, located in Glendale, Arizona, running an ICOM 775 DSP and other audio processing equipment.
I sure found that out in a hurry with this microphone. I couldn't get a decent sound out of it until I got the heck away from it. You can snuggle up to the mic and you can get more bottom, but it throws the whole spectrum out of kilter when you do that. He'll EQ it different, and it'll sound better, I'm sure.
Receiver on the 870, Joe, so you may be the very
and
man
the
to answer.
That did,
Roger,
you know, they weren't
well,
particularly interested
play that
either.
For Mike and Tony there, so they can appreciate the
adolescent excursions. That's
oh,
why
boy,
we pick
boy.
Songs
well,
like
I
that.
Note
the
ad copy I did for a long time.
What happened was
three
chords merged with the power of the word.
The last time I saw you, you were, and now you are.
2 dB drop on the
so different.
John.
And you look and say, really? Well, by golly. They are about 2 feet taller than they were. They're still my baby. But now...
There was always something happened. I guess every episodic series falls into that rut. It would be like David Jackson, the fugitive.
Physics of possibility.
Quantum mechanics allows supreme mind.
Brain is capable of millions of neural nets.
Cascade of biochemical events.
An emotional response.
Molecules of emotion.
The brain does not know the difference between what it sees in its environment and what it remembers.
I'm in the head. I am right here. Rayford Johnson has a hold of him.
man who apparently has fired the shot. He has fired the shot. He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment. I hope they can get the gun out of his hand. Be very careful. Get the gun. Get the gun. Get the gun.
Here. It's sometimes hard, but as you step out, you have grown and changed so much. And the magic, more and more, moving out of the magic of transformation, transmutation, and transformation into a magic of transcendence. And so we continue that work, and now we add to it the mystery of spiraling transcendence. What's that mean? About what you're about learning and exploring and working with. Transcendence. What's that mean? Well, that's what you're about learning and exploring and working with.
We want to, instead of just be totally controlled by it.
If I accept every word you're saying.
To me, is that I'm already psychic. I'm already in touch with all of these places. And I don't need to have a mechanical device to get in touch.
Transcendence.
Favorite guy on that show? The grooming guy. He always acts shocked when these men don't use the right products.
Whatever way we observe the world around us.
Well, how can you continue to see the world as real if the self that is determining it to be real is intangible?
We've said of it. In the fires of transcendence, you can discard your masks, your disguises, and you can step forth.
In breaking out Timothy Leary from prison,
from the rest of you guys, but I think it's kind of fun, so let's go ahead and take a look. All right, in this technique, we're going to use this photo of a daisy. What I want to do is I want to create extreme sharpening, but without creating all those little halos that usually appear around these areas right here on the petals. So it's a trick for creating extreme sharpening, but without letting it look like you've over-sharpened. And you see this a lot in magazines. Very, very popular technique.
Courageous and free. You can discard the masks. You've discarded so many. But yet there can be those tattered and worn masks that you still wear, that you still hide behind, that you still retreat and withdraw into.
I believe is shown in the film, and
we start off by just creating a sharpen, and you can do an unsharp mask, or if you have Photoshop CS2, of course, you can do a smart sharpen. We'll just go ahead and throw an unsharp mask on here, just since everybody's got a sharp mask. Even if you happen to be running Photoshop 1.0, right? Okay, here we go. Okay, so we're going to put quite a bit of sharpening on here. Here we go. So we're using quite a bit here.
Are all realities existing simultaneously?
Through the garbage dump in the Dominican Republic. We always do this kind of stuff. We dig around. One day, we found a big pile of Nike's internal pricing documents. Nike assigns a time frame to each operation. They don't talk about minutes. They break the time frame into 10,000ths of a second. You get to the bottom of all 22 operations to give the workers 6.6 minutes to make the shirt.
You know, it would be pretty hard for me, you know, 40 hours a week, you know, 8 hours a day.
70 cents an hour in the Dominican Republic, that's 6.6 minutes equals 8 cents. These are Nike's documents. That means the wages come to 0.3% of the retail price. This is the reality. It's the science of exploitation.
You catch yourself now, sometimes chiding, sometimes forgiving and changing. But in the fires of transcendence, you can discard those masks and be yourself. Be who you are in this moment. And you can discard your disguises, those old uniforms, those old outfits, those old images. Tattered and worn and that don't really fit anymore. And you can step forth naked, vulnerable, courageous. It takes courage to be yourself. It takes courage to strip away that mask and to discard that disguise, to set down your shield, your weapons. It takes courage. But when you do, in the fires of transcendence, you can discard your masks and disguises. And you can step forth courageous and free.
And brought him to the international section of the Black Panther Party. And
to gain access.
Actually, at that time, I remember now, I was in North Korea. My daughter was born in North Korea because I remember coming back in September to my home and meeting Timothy Leary standing up in my living room.
Let's look at it from the...
Well, I guess everybody can now claim that. Because that's how good an expert he is.
It was a big...
You know, I think
it's all a big amount of bull. I'm a big liar. Yeah, he was with me. He's the widow. Chauncey.
I didn't realize that as much time talking to him.
Yeah. Well, he knows. He knows what. He knows my motivations.
He was into
He's got it all figured out.
Brilliant.
Shame on him. And shame on Neil Cavuto.
Thank you.
Well, I guess they got endless hours over there to fill up at Fox.
No.
And of course, they're owned by this...
Who it is to be the... Coming. All of a sudden, he could say he's attacking the folks he's working for.
Then. Bingo. See?
Bingo.
Neil, bingo. It's like the Matrix. You just woke up. You realize.
You two have figured it all out.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. This is the best thing that could happen to Howard.
What
it gets him off the hook with having to go to... So now the fans can say, well, they're persecuted.
But I think the stories that took place that led to those situations that happened were what made it interesting. The stock footage situation, people today, and they say, this is amazing. How did they shoot all this stuff for a television show?
Point of view of the people in Bangladesh.
Upon the winds of transcendence, you can soar with empowered opportunity.
Schnapp die Zigarette auf.
Bist du schon völlig durchnässt?
Auch dabei war noch.
Mundchen auf. Hier oben.
Raucherlungen will man jetzt, ne? Wir nennen ja Raucherlungen.
New metaphysics. Just ignore the disturbance behind me here. In the spirit of all that's holy media, I'm a foot in the place. I'm out amongst sort of a magazine montage kind of production produced. According to computer programs, usually, like about 98% of all media today, that includes yesterday as well, everything is subsumption today. So, like, we're falling off of the Leaning Tower of media the wrong way, which is the only way you can do it today. I hope you don't speak German. Or any of its close derivatives, then I would have to be considered a bad producer. I'm allowing mediocrity to be blemished. Shot full of cajoles.
Who are starving to death. The people in China who are...
It's just an illusion. It's not real. There aren't really people starving in China right now.
Absolutely determined.
Just an illusion. Anyone who's really determined is potentially me. Right now I am actually pretty confident and determined. So that's okay, I'll allow that. So I'm producing. What the hell are you talking about, man? Alright, enough of that. Well, I wouldn't be a good producer if I was ignoring my debts to society. My contractual obligatory commandments carved in the writ of stone, set adrift among the reeds in the holy tabernacle of all that is sacred to me.
When you allow yourself to be lifted by the wind, as it would be,
writ large in the contract,
to be lifted, receiving
duplicates
that
all
boost, that lift.
Attorney's offices and his fireproof
You can
box.
Soar, of course. Limitless, boundless.
Destroy your image.
Und weiter.
Ja.
Schau mich an, Isabella. Ja, ein Schaum, ja.
Was no longer, and thus she was no longer. She was no longer. Money star in the street. The street star in the street. Money star in the street. Money star in the street. Do they look cool now? You're cleaner. Money star in the street. Do they look cool now? Money star in the street. Money star in the street. Money star in the street. Money star in the
street.
Get up Monday morning and you get yourself on a plane to Texas. Take that letter with you. When you get to Texas, you get on the defense team of somebody on death row.
Starving to death. And the only thing that they have...
And then put all your energy into saving a man from execution.
Have to offer to anybody that is worth anything.
And then come on back here in a few months.
You can soar. Courageous and free, with the wind you can soar. Empowered. Soar with empowered opportunity. Giving yourself the permission, giving yourself the authority of this boundless opportunities.
Is their low-cost labor. And in effect, what they are saying to the world is they have this big flag that says, come over and hire us. We will work for 10 cents an hour, because 10 cents an hour will buy us the rice that we need not to starve.
Soaring in that energy of the wind, air of transcendence.
You still want to confess? Go ahead. Come on. How the hell do you think Simon Dunn got his money? Huh? You think those factories in Malaysia have daycare centers in them? You want to check the pollution levels of his chemical plants in Mexico, or look at the tax benefits he got from this foundation? This is all a tightrope. You've got to learn to balance.
How can you live with it?
I can live with myself because I see my it's learned it. You gotta learn to balance.
Rescue us from our circumstance.
I can live with myself. But.
And so when Nike comes in, they are regarded by everybody in the community.
Immersing yourself to become pure, sparkling.
Because at the end of the day, I think I do more good than harm. What other standard have I got to judge by?
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
As an enormous godsend, what happens in the areas where these corporations go in and are successful? They soon find that they can't do any more in that country because the wages are too high now. And what's that another way of saying? Well, the people are no longer desperate. So, okay, we've used up all the desperate people there. They're all plump and healthy and wealthy. Let's move on to the next desperate lot and employ them and raise their level up.
The call for the screamers from Los Angeles. I thought it would take an Italian to So I called them up.
After his... Corazini was a lawyer who knew... Commission. He secured licenses for several television entities and represented those on the forefront of the emerging cable world, including CNN founder Ted Turner.
Mr. Corazini, I'm Mother Angelica from Our Lady of the Angels Monastery, and I want to build a satellite network.
There was a marked silence on the line. I beg your pardon, Corazini asked. Angelica explained herself again. Despite his reticence, the lawyer agreed to visit Birmingham to discuss Mother's legal options. I remember sitting in a little kitchenette in the monastery over a cup of coffee with Mother Angelica and Sister Rafe, planning what we were going to do with the FCC. Once the lawyer had gauged Angelica, he offered her but one warning. Once you begin, there's no turning back. Do you understand that? Mother said she did, and Corazini agreed to help her. Of their collaboration, Corazini said, "The great thing about Mother was that she had absolute faith that it was going to work." Kept plugging. Pursued her broadcast. Mother Angelica flew to North.
In situation comedy, you're working in front of an audience, you're getting laughs, but you're only really able to get 3 laughs per page.
Are all realities existing simultaneously? Is there a possibility? Are all realities existing simultaneously?
Vitality. You can sink into the mud, burrow into the mud. See, each is a form of surrender.
A personal rate of return is more complex. It considers the investment's performance together with your transaction activity, the timing and amount of every purchase or sale you made.
Is there a possibility that all potentials exist side by side? Have you ever seen yourself through the eyes of someone else that you have become and looked at yourself through the eyes of the ultimate observer?
Absolutely tell them never to think about the diaphragm. The diaphragm is...
Yes? Yes, look at you, princess. It's raining. Where's your shower? You don't need to shower anymore, do you?
No way.
Thank you.
Who are we? Where do we come from?
Actually, a large muscle that is located up inside the rib cage, and its sole purpose is to draw air in and release air. You don't really need to think about it, because when you were born, you came out and it worked just fine. So it, really to like overthink that is actually to stop the whole coordination or momentum of the process.
Once again, well, you know something? We've all been sold a big scam. That's what it is. It's a scam.
Yeah. You've been, sold a scam.
Oh, so now you don't have to stick a dildo up your ass. They
right.
fixed it for you.
Yeah, you see? Gee, I could have been...
In exercises, you might want to, like, focus on how that works.
Thank
what
you.
Should we do? And where are we going?
To step into the fires. To be lifted by the wind. Surrender to it. Surrender to the water. Surrender to the earth. Let yourself sink heavy into the substance, into the mud. To emerge from the fires free, courageous and free.
Come here, little girl. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna take piss in my mouth.
Don't tell me, tell the camera.
But in performance, would never ever think about your diaphragm.
Why are we here? Well, that is the ultimate question, isn't it?
I prefer the Wagnerian school or the German school of singing, which I think is more conducive to rock singing. By the way, the diaphragmatic training is bel canto.
Don't tell me, tell the camera.
I'm going to take piss in my mouth.
You thirsty?
Yeah.
What are you thirsty for?
For piss. Oh.
First dream, the virtual unreality machine, is just a piece of technology. It would help us visualize mathematical abstractions, encourage us to develop new intuition about them, and let us ignore the tedious bookkeeping parts of mathematical inquiry. Mostly, it would make it easier for mathematicians to explore their mental landscape. But because they sometimes create new bits of that landscape as they wander around it, the virtual unreality machine would play a creative role too. In fact, it, or something like it, will soon exist. I call my second dream morphomatics. It is not a matter of technology, it is a way of thinking. Creative importance would be, but I have no idea whether it will ever come into being, or even whether it is possible. I hope it is, because we need it. The two examples in the previous chapter, fox and rabbit ecologies, flower petal patterns, are very different in detail, but they illustrate the same philosophical point about how the universe works. It doesn't...
That is a very common classical... it's the way I learned how to sing classical music. It's the most common vocal training. The other German school involves the lower rib cage, and it is by virtue of expanding the lower ribs out to the side while taking a breath and not engaging the muscles in the upper chest that you get a full breath. It doesn't feel like a full breath because it doesn't... What people normally associate with a full breath is the lift of the upper chest. You take that big...
What
is reality.
What I thought was unreal, now for me...
To carry by the wind a wild opportunity, a step from the waters pure, a spark from vitality vibrating, from the earth invigorated, like a new seed rising in the spring.
To your chin.
The amount of 150, a radius of 1, and a threshold of like 4, that's even a little high. Let's do a threshold of like 2 in the Unsharp Mass dialogue class. That's quite a bit of masking. Quite a bit of Unsharp masking. So we're going to click OK, and it applies the sharpening. You can see the image looks a lot better, but we are right on the threshold of having too much sharpening. So here's what you do.
Invigorated. With clarity.
Actually, that is too much air. Because you don't need that much air.
It seems in some ways to be more real than what I think to be real. Seems in some ways to be more real than what I think to be real, which seems now more to be unreal.
I think that's my cue for entering stage left and right, but not down the center. I don't think you're supposed to come up the center unless you're getting married. Whatever that means. A certain numerical frequency. Don't go there, though, because not if you want to hear this show. Let's go to the internet. Metaphysics.com, of course. Neatly tattooed right across your back of your eye. You can't burn it off with a laser, even if you want to burn it off.
Roseanne, say come on.
Within 2 years, Roseanne Cash lost her mother, her father, and stepmother.
Stands on the brink of her destiny.
So you don't even have to look at anything. Just eat a gallon of potato paste and do what you're told. 3 W's if you're only hearing me now through osmotic mono sensimiliosis. I don't know why you're going to do what you assume you've been told subliminally. In any case, we all sort of join up all together on stage left and right. And that's before stereo, mind you. So we'll all just sort of surprise ourselves.
Too much air makes you hold your breath.
And get on with it. Of course, unless you're pretty diligent, you won't even be around, man. Be nowhere. You'll be over there doing one of those. You don't even have to metaphysically clean your detrinal train off of the sidewalk. Won't even have to know about you.
Just the right amount, which is determined by the expansion of the rib cage coordinated with the intake of air. Just the right amount is manageable.
Well, let's get on with it. I believe we've punched out the punch code. Entered the running program as a sort of gatherer-on associate. We've been presented by papers and are now just one with the whirring, with the hoarfrost announcing of the inevitable. Put a few more in there for me, because that's the name of your game, my friend. That's what I gotta say if I'm talking to you. Even if you're so stone stupid you don't even know and don't even care. That's the rundown from here on. Even if you have to make up the horizon yourself. Run on forever. And I won't catch you on the other side.
Open.
What do you see?
You're filthy, you cunt.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Here you go. Open up, baby girl. I'm gonna piss off. Just gargle with it. Gargle. You're a nasty little toilet. Here's some mouthwash for you. Why are you being nasty?
What's wrong?
Good girl.
For this consistency. And that image for women.
You can't explain it. And anybody who spends so much time trying to explain it is likely to get lost forever down the rabbit hole of mysteriousness.
Would you like this? Would you be willing to? Not waiting.
I think the more you look at quantum physics, the more mysterious and wondrous it becomes. Vitality, that vibrancy.
Quantum physics, in very succinctly speaking, is a physics of possibility.
All right. All right. Will.
It is
a pleasure.
A physics of...
I call it strapless bra. And the breath is called a by the way. Now, these two go together.
Possibility.
A by the way is if, say you forgot to say something, you go, oh, by the way, hear that little breath?
Suddenly, we were among them.
Go directly from simple laws like the laws of motion to simple patterns like the elliptical orbits of the planets. Instead, it passes through an enormous tree of ramifying complexity, which somehow collapses out again into relatively simple patterns on appropriate scales.
These are questions. These are addressing questions of how the world feels to us.
The foxes, rabbits, and grunts play a mathematical computer game with complicated and probabilistic rules. Yet important features of their artificial ecology can be represented to 94% accuracy by a dynamical system with four variables.
By the way, it's just a little tiny sip of air. And I, at the same time that I take that relaxed little sip, I boost my rib cage as though I need to keep a strapless bra from coming down under my skirt, under my dress.
Now, Sita, I'm going to piss right in your mouth.
So a by the way in strapless bra is all the thinking my students are ever allowed to have about breathing.
Of whether there's a difference between the way the world feels to us and the way it really is.
He used to talk about how he was dyslexic and it was hard for him to memorize lines and to remember lines. And
that's what he thinks Uncensored Radio should be.
Uh-huh.
Hi, you're listening to Total Action Radio. I'm Charles Jay, and this is Jay's Plays for January 14th, 2006, Saturday, NFL playoff action, brought to you by TotalAction.com. Come visit us at www.TotalAction.com. That's www.TotalAction.com. Following information is for news matter only. It's time to take a look at NFL playoff action for Saturday. Two big playoff games on tap. And we're going to handicap these two games. Look at the lines are coming from Sports Exchange. After we give you our plays, we'll go over where you might be able to get different prices and maybe better prices, depending on which side you like, on both of these games.
Open.
The first game begins at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And it's in Seattle as the Seahawks play host to the Washington Redskins. And at World Sports Exchange, Seattle is a 9.5-point favorite in the game. The total is on the money line, Seattle -5.
It is a joy to be here, to be with you. It is always a pleasure, it is always a joy, it always shall be. It is an ever-lifting, ever-expanding pleasure and joy to love you, and to have this opportunity to demonstrate our love for you, our love of you.
Adamant as a noun means a stone, as a diamond, formerly believed to be of extreme hardness.
Get them right. And he's also said that he didn't have that kind of zen blank face that you need for a lot of television work. That he always looked like he was thinking, and thinking really hard. He used to talk about how he was dyslexic and it was hard for him to memorize lines and to remember lines.
Have you ever thought about what thoughts are made of?
And get them right. And he's also said that...
I think some of the things we're seeing with the children today is a sign that the culture is in the wrong paradigm and not appreciating the power of thought.
He didn't have that kind of...
Every age, every
generation. Zen blank face that you need...
The world is flat, but the world is round.
For a lot of television work, that he always looked like he was...
etc. There are hundreds of hidden assumptions, things we take for granted that may or may not be true. Of course, in the vast majority...
Need face that you need for a lot of television work. That he always looked like he was thinking, and thinking really hard, and that didn't work in a lot of roles.
Face. You're a messy girl. Open, sweetheart. Gargle for me. Put your chin right back and gargle. Get your chin down there again. Right down, bitch. And look up, look up. You like this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're a little pee whore. You're a little pee whore, baby.
Historically, these things aren't true. So presumably, if history is any guide...
Rate of return reflects the percentage that investment grew or declined over a period of time.
A personal rate of return is more complex. It considers the investment's performance together with your transaction activity, the timing and amount of every purchase or sale you made. Because it takes into account your transaction activity, you should expect your personal returns to differ from the returns of the investments themselves. Here's a simple example.
Much about what we take for granted about the world simply isn't true.
This line shows the share price fluctuation of a fictional mutual fund.
But we're locked into these precepts without even knowing it.
And so it is with the pleasure and joy that it always is and always shall be. And so it is with love.
It starts this year at the price of $10 per share, decreases to $9 in March, and it increases to $11 per share in August. The fund's return for the year was 10%.
That we welcome you this night, as you gather, as we gather, for an evening of exploration. As with this earth,
three investors, Andy, Bob, and Chris, each own shares of this investment, but each had a different personal rate of return for the year. At the beginning of the year, Andy owned 20 shares. He did not buy or sell any shares during the year. At the end of the year, Andy's personal rate of return was 10%, the same as the fund's return.
On the innate freedom of your spirit, you began working, some of you, with us in person, others through listening, subsequent to the event, to work with your soul, with its inherent wisdom, and with your spirit, with its innate freedom.
Bob owned 10 shares at the beginning of the year. On April 15th, when the fund was $9 a share, she purchased 10 more shares. Her return was 18%. Chris started the year with 5 shares. On September 15th, he bought 15 more shares at $11 each. His return was 5%.
My work spans all industry sectors. I mean, I virtually have worked for, like, I'd say 25% of the Fortune 500.
Each investor ended the year with 20 shares, but had very different personal rates of return. Bob had the highest return because she bought shares at a lower price. Do you think she knew that this was a low price or that it would rise? An investment at the end of the year was due to 20 shares, but had very different personal rates of return.
I've posed as an investment banker. I've posed as a venture capitalist.
Bob had the highest return because she bought shares at a lower price.
I set up front companies that are...
Do you think she knew that this was a low price or that it would rise?
Executive recruiting firms. Essentially, I'm a spy.
Look up. Are you gonna keep your face still enough?
I'll locate your employees. And I will tell them that I'm calling from Acme Recruiting Agency and that I've got a job that pays them considerably more than what they're paying. Would they mind meeting me for an interview? And when the executive shows up, what he doesn't realize is I'm actually debriefing him on behalf of a competitor.
This is not a structured hierarchical organization that has a boss and therefore several under bosses and is a pyramid.
That there is no job and that the office that he's at has been rented.
These are very flexible, very agile, stateless networks.
To awaken and then to mature your true self. By gathering the presence of your soul.
That develop opportunistic arrangements, and that if they work together for a while, then disassemble, then do it again. And what's evident now is that the specialties are no longer as important as the ability to move illicit goods, services, people from across borders. So a network can, in Morocco, for example, can move to Spain, both drugs, weapons, or people. The same we have seen in the border between Mexico and the United States, where traditional drug-running networks now also operate in running people and arms.
And so I think that more and more people are going to become psychic, because, for example...
And the picture on my desk of my family is a phony.
Presence of your spirit by gathering the many faces or the many aspects of your current or your present self. You attracted, you drew to you the emergence of your truer self. And then, by being conscious, in a state of contemplation and meditation...
Many less people watch television at this point. A lot of the older generation still does. But if you go down through the generations, the younger people get the less television.
You created a resonance that engulfed you, a resonance that also engulfed your soul, your spirit, and your emerging truer self.
Right. But you want to tell me my credit's off and I can't get approval for the loan?
Right.
Check it.
Well, right here. Oh. Well, that was strange. You're right. Your credit's back on.
So?
Well, this is so weird. No, there you go. That's what I thought. I knew I saw that. I knew it. I can't help you.
What do you mean you can't help me? You just saw.
There's still a problem.
No. It's all taken care of. It's all been solved. Look in the computer.
And it says you're bankrupt. This
is a mistake.
If it is a mistake, then clearing it up shouldn't take more than 3 months.
Ron, I've been having a bit of a tussle today with someone. It doesn't matter who. But what does matter is that he got into my records. I don't know how, and that doesn't matter either.
It's true,
but you've seen what he did. He's got some kind of computer voodoo. I don't know, but he's got it, doesn't he?
Someone sure caused you some trouble.
I need this loan, Ron. I need it for my life. Now, nothing has changed between yesterday and today. I'm still the same guy. I wasn't bankrupt yesterday, and I'm not bankrupt today!
I'm sorry, Mr. Gibson. The computer says you are.
Simply because they have now become telepathic.
And in that resonance, in ways that you could not define fully, that you could not describe very well at all, in ways that you could not comprehend. Yes, in that resonance that engulfed you, your soul, your spirit, and your truer self, in a moment.
And
that
it's,
could be
it's all
your truer self. That could be eternal. Your truer self awakened more fully.
Just a big, elaborate ruse to glean competitive information.
Vision has taught us how to be telepathic.
From him. I don't feel any guilt. It's, you know what? I mean, you have to expect that guys like me are out there. We're predators. It's about competition. I mean, it's about market share. It's about being aggressive. It's about shareholder value. What is your stock at today? If you're a CEO, I mean, do you think your shareholders really care whether you're Billy Buttercup or not? Do you think that they would prefer you to be a nice guy over having money in their pocket? I don't think so.
That had that pumpkin orange color on it, but we were cheering for the California Gladiator team. And when we left, someone... I don't know. That's how I get excited about things.
Somebody threw a beer at him or something?
No, when we were leaving, someone yelled at him, can I say a-hole? Can I... They called him a, well.
Yeah, he was wearing the orange.
Yeah, and then we got about 50 feet away, and then the guy goes, yeah, tell your girlfriend to F off.
Could you not hear the guy? I mean, you could hear him. He could have told F off directly, right?
Yeah, but I don't like to be spoken to directly by drunken people. So we were like 50 feet away by this point. So he started motioning to the guy, all right, like, come over here.
Right.
And then the guy got up, but then he wouldn't leave his buddies. Yeah. And you know what? That man I'm angry at, because I could have seen my boyfriend level... parking lot.
Yeah.
That would have been very entertaining for me.
That's the only possible outcome?
With deregulation, privatization, free trade, what we're seeing is yet another enclosure and, if you like, private taking of the commons. One of the things I find very interesting in our current debates is this concept of who creates wealth. That wealth is only created when it's owned privately. What would you call clean water, fresh air, a safe environment? Are they not a form of wealth? And why does it only become wealth when some entity puts a fence around it and declares it private property? Well, you know, that's not wealth creation, that's wealth usurpation.
When we were ignoring some of the developments in Afghanistan, in Sudan, in the Middle East, and other places.
And by tomorrow, I mean before midnight tonight. I mean, within an hour, if you didn't fucking just email it from your phone. All I can ask, put a link to my website. Wow, what a blogger-friendly photography policy. Huh? I'm like the great...
I said, that's stock footage from Tora Tora or from whatever.
And they said, no, that can't be. I said, that's absolutely all 20th stock footage. And I thought it was intercut beautifully, most of it, even the Pearl Harbor situation.
And get a sound file of this and see what we're hearing back through the headphones. Sounds pretty good.
Be Here Now, very popular decades ago for many of you. It dates some of you. The Power of Now, a more current popular book that makes sense or doesn't. That's not being in the moment. It's not being here now. It's not the past. It's not the future. In many ways, it could be said that that being in the moment is before the...
God, it's a joke. God, it's a joke.
Past and after the future. And it is somewhere between the now. But even that is incorrect. Well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Why don't we just work with those 3 and sort of forget this living in the moment thing? Let's just settle.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I just tried to live on, you know, on 2 different levels. I, you know...
So the 3 out of 4 ain't bad. But see, that's not your nature. Satisfied, content, yes, but settling, no. Living in the moment can be the most powerful. And yet it is the most illusive, illusory, and elusive, slippery, hard to grasp, how to grab hold of.
We're up now on 3 minutes until time of drogue deployment.
Yet it's the most powerful.
Standing by for any reports.
That's a haunting fact for you.
Got a report that Araya 4 aircraft has
actually... So let's be about it. Living in the moment is an ideal.
Okay, we read you, Jack.
You may never actually do it.
That was Jim Lovell.
You may never actually be in that moment. May never, even if you are in it, live it. And even if you are in it, it's not going to last long.
My question is for you, Governor Engler, and the business community. The problem is really not the federal funding, but the tremendous funding that the far left gets from business. Business in America is schizophrenic. It gives a congressman $5,000 to run for congressman from a PAC, and then gives far left wing organizations that are against that man $50,000 or $100,000 and much more. The fact is that the far left, the United States, the radical environments, the homosexual activists, all those organizations are funded with big business. And why does big business support Republicans and then support the organizations that want to enthrone them?
Well, let me just suggest I represent small business, medium-sized business, and yes, big business.
13 on the main chute comes through loud and clear on the television display here.
Apollo 13, is there recovery?
We have a report from the Iwo Jima that Apollo 13 had a distance of 4 miles from the ship. The smoke you see is thinning of RCS propellant. Reaction control
there. It's going to rain in Seattle, looks like, 45 degrees at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You know, the Seahawks... on route to cruising the home field advantage in the playoffs in the NFC.
We're inside our hearts.
13-3 record. At home, they allowed only 13 points a game. They won all 8 of their games straight up at home. Covered 6 of those contests. They played it exhaustively. Oh, no one else was really in contention all season long.
This is your line.
We have a challenge of illegal immigration. And
doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
That's it, Lord.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Where you are now, you can't even imagine what the bottom will be like.
Hands up. It's through his feet.
Is it really? And to think of all the years I've wasted looking at men's bellies. Well, back to my bridge road. Hey, don't let that water go cold.
Yeah.
We don't want you getting frostbite in your toes, do we, eh?
Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, this is your life, this is your life, this is your life. And it's ending 1 minute at a time. You are not a beautiful and unique snowflake. You are the same decaying organic matter as everything else. Part of the same compost heap. We are the all singing, all dancing crap of the world. You are not your bank account. You are not the clothes you wear. You are not the contents of your wallet. You are not your bowel cancer. You are not your grande latte. You are not the car you drive. You are not your fucking khakis. You have to give up. Give up. You have to realize that someday you will die. Until you know that, you are useless. I say, let me never be complete. I say, may I never be content. I say, deliver me from Swedish furniture. I say, deliver me from clever art. I say, deliver me from clear skin and perfect teeth. I say, you have to give up. I say, evolve. Chips fall where they may. This is your life, this is your life, this is your life, this is your life. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, this is your life, this is your life, this is your life. It is spending 1 minute at a time.
Rock bottom. Today you almost killed a guy. Tomorrow you might go all the way. Keep doing the next wrong thing. You could start a religion, convince the sober to drink. Don't tell them to keep each other alive with hope. What you saw today, that everything decent is held together by a covenant, an agreement not to go batshit. You broke the contract.
I didn't have a drink.
Well, wow, thank you for sharing. You didn't have a drink today. What an inspiration.
Privatization does not mean you take a public institution and give it to some nice person.
That's the point, isn't it?
You know, booze isn't really your drug of choice anyway.
It means you take a public institution and give it to an unaccountable tyranny. Public institutions have many side benefits. For one thing, they may purposely run at a loss. They're not out for profit. They may purposely run at a loss because of the side benefits. So, for example, if a public steel industry runs at a loss, it's providing cheap steel to other industries. Maybe that's a good thing. Public institutions can have a countercyclic property. So that means that they can maintain employment in periods of recession, which increases demand, which helps you get out of a recession. A private company can't do that. You know, in a recession, throw out the workforce. That's the way you make money.
There are those who intend that one day everything will be owned by somebody.
You're addicted to chaos. For some of us, it's Coke. For some of us, it's bourbon. But you got hooked on disaster.
Frequently urinate more often and pass lesser amount of urine at any single time.
One of the things that startled me when I was 5 years old and startled me when I was 35 years old.
It would be pretty hard for me, you know, 40 hours a week, you know, 8 hours a day.
And startled me when I was 35 years old.
I walked away, they did a couple claps for me.
I actually started to think of myself as some kind of an inferior.
Proud Captain Leninger. And it felt good to be on my own 2 feet.
And we're not just talking goods here. We're talking human rights, human services. Essential services for life, education, public health, social assistance, pensions, housing. We're also talking about the survival of the planet, the areas that we believe must be maintained in the commons or under common control, or we will collectively die.
Well, I guess it's hidden if you don't know about it. I actually started to think of myself as some kind of an inferior. I got a bunch of jobs and some of them I quit because I had these, you know, kind of crazy fears about
walking again.
Just being a failure no matter what I did, like for
one of the things
example in the post office. So I worked in the post office.
5 years old is that when I would find myself when I would wake up in the middle of the night,
and I would be afraid to. I would think I was going to be screwing up if I bound up bundles of letters and twine, because I thought I was so mechanically incompetent that I wouldn't tie them tightly enough and they would come apart, and the bosses would blame me for screwing up, you know. So before that could happen, I quit. I know it sounds crazy, but yeah, you know, it was kind of a crazy scene.
Presence of God, Goddess, all that is. It is here in this fourth step of expansion that I bring in the divine, that I bring in the presence of God, Goddess, all that is. You see, I know what I seek that opens the door. I've illuminated it. It gives me direction. I create this bubble. this dome.
We just chose
this resonance. I add to it
songs that were basically three chords. So,
soul, spirit, mysterious of that. They're there.
Finding myself paralyzed, I would hear someone call my name.
They're there. They're in this dome with me. Now I expand it, drawing upon the courage, drawing upon the value, drawing upon beauty and ecstasy. I sense the presence of God, of Goddess. That expands my strength. I feel the beauty. I draw upon the courage of my soul, the value of my spirit. I draw upon beauty and ecstasy. Of my soul, the value of my spirit, I draw upon beauty and ecstasy.
You know,
it would be pretty hard for me,
fully,
you know,
filled with wonder, fully accepting myself, filled with love, fully loving, feeling that moment, that glow.
By facing the kind of void in existence that can be brought on when you don't have
the presence of God, Goddess, all that is. It is here in this fourth step of expansion.
You become, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you want to go. In just a moment, I am going to ask you to open your eyes and close them. When you close your eyes, you are going to be able to relax 10 times deeper than you are already relaxed. Make it happen. Want it to happen? And watch it happen. Let's start counting.
The export processing zone is that it will be the first step towards this wonderful new development. through the investment that's attracted to these countries, there will be a trickle-down effect into the communities. But because so many countries are now in the game of creating these free trade enclaves, they have to keep providing more and more incentives for companies to come to their little denationalized pocket, and the tax holidays get longer. So the workers rarely make enough money to buy three meals a day, let alone feed their local economy.
Your serve.
Something happened in 1940.
Oh, nuts. Okay, your serve.
Either I would hear them call my name, or sometimes I would feel them touch me.
Which marked the beginning of a new era.
We were feeding New York, but New York went dark. So we patched over to D.C., they went down. L.A., Chicago, uplink to London, even called affiliates to try to get them to catch the feed, but nobody answers. It's the same everywhere. No more news comes out of that area.
Oh, it terrified me, especially at 35 years old.
New metaphysics. Only the most interesting things. You don't even have to worry about it. All life choices can be successfully deleted for you. And seamlessly replaced.
The attempted hijacking of a Gulf Air flight. Given this background, he wondered why so little thought
for
had been devoted to the danger of suicide plots, seeing a failure of imagination and a mindset that dismissed possibilities.
Successfully reinserted for you.
Once for his command.
Never have to worry about.
Emphasize the worldwide
passage rights.
The reference to specific enemies or regions. Only
passwords.
Al Qaeda and.
Being in sync with the void.
Assumptions underlying them.
Biotics now.
General Tommy.
Having a
commanding general
long,
central command recalled receiving
very narrow cylindrical
regional
extruded metal
what these plans
with a point on their end inserted.
He knew he would soon be striking the Taliban and Al-Qaeda.
Straight into the eyeball from the outside,
he now wondered how that
search for identity
what might need to be
molecules.
In Somalia, Yemen, or Iraq. On September 20th, President
reporting that
British
to the
Prime Minister Tony Blair
running program that will then insert that
when Blair asked about Iraq
seamlessly into the
Iraq
already running
immediate problem.
Extending
some members of his administration, he commented, had expressed a different view,
extrusion
but he was responsible for making the
projected
decisions.
Horizon.
Frank told us he was pushing independently to do more robust planning
in sync with a walking rhythm, if you will,
during the summer
reported
before 9/11.
A request various third world modules
that the time was not right. CENTCOM also began dusting off plans for
gained
the invasion of
without
Very
paying any
said,
copyright, of course, from the third world, inserted
further military planning to
the running program
after 9/11.
No expendables. We're never going into the color-coded program insertion modules,
move against his eternal enemies
which,
in the northern and southern parts of Iraq, where
contrary to the official party line of the
Iraqi
running program.
Frank said that President Bush again
rolling thunder,
turned down the request. Having issued
that only one ear hearing can recognize.
War, on Thursday, September 20th,
color
President Bush addressed the nation before a joint session.
Are periodically necessary.
Tonight, he said, we
proper program running.
The president president blamed Al-Qaeda for 9/11 and the 1998 embassy bombing.
Sure, he's not down in Strasbourg,
was responsible for bombing the USS Cole.
Couldn't be flying a bit higher than that,
that had already been privately conveyed.
The aggressive, combative stance that you took in politics in the mid-90s.
The president added that America's quarrel was not...
All well-networked, whether it's postal, IP, holographic, constellational retrieved, time fragmented and jumped, according to logarithms run backwards properly this time. All
in Vermont and every terrorist group
done for you.
Found, stopped, and defeated.
It's falling through
no problem at all.
I think it's a funnier image. Just a little bit funnier. Just because they're a little bit oval. You know, they're different
shapes. Sort of sent together.
Letter. Who's correcting you?
This is, I think, proving.
Eric is right here.
Proving beyond a shadow of a doubt that analyzing comedy. We're going to go on with more.
Says Peter, I can see. Yes, Peter, I think it's from here.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a perfect, and he's right.
NewMetaphysics.com.
And as he points out, the I think gives this atheist a grin as it puts down
programs
Jesus
for downloading.
Fulfilling perfection. So in the last
actually just
last
copied.
Jesus,
nothing leaves the service.
Peter's
oh, that is so much better. Give that man an Aristocrats DVD. His name is Eric?
Eric Trader.
Nothing to wipe up.
Send us your email and your real address.
No evidence left behind. For archaic forensic retrieval of any kind. Certainly not for any punishment.
Wonderful. So it's Peter, I think I can
plug in as that.
Do you remember the
autonomously governed municipalities might want to
work. We're working on the death.
Don't worry about that.
Change the punchline.
Trash.
Falling. Diodorus,
the ancient.
Rather slyly the taboo against the new animal as we're prescribed. In most primitive societies,
866-313-free.
866-313-free. I was asked to leave because I, again, you know, with the. Yeah, I was asked to leave because I, again, you know, with the mechanical stuff, I couldn't pass inspections. I just got all hung up about the, you know, about washing my own clothes, and I couldn't tell whether my clothes were dirty or clean, and I would be standing there at the sink, scrubbing my clothes whenever everybody else was through, and I wouldn't know whether they were clean or dirty. Not that I really love the Navy that much, but I was just looking for a place to land, a place that I could survive. You
know? I changed the bracelets. That expands my domain. And the mystery within it. Now I expand myself. I become the giant. Now you may sense yourself becoming gigantic. Or you may sense all that you are not falling away. Maybe your body, you don't imagine your body getting any bigger, but you still sense cracking and falling off of you, all the mud, all the places you hide, all the disguises.
I was going nuts. I was here I was flying up.
Some kind of job, something. After a while, I set my sights really low.
talking to a woman who said she manages bands. So I said, what's the band sound like? You know, just a torture room. I said, if I could describe it. Yeah, give it a whirl. She's like, well, the band sounds like a combination of Weezer, Green Day, and Buddy Holly. Oh, so they sound like Weezer. Destroyed that one. He's probably still sad about that.
You know, I just wanted to find something that was easy and paid me enough to... that I could just barely get by, and something that was steady. And you know, finally I found that in the civil service, working for the VA hospital. Actually, I have a total of 37 years in with the federal government as a file clerk.
It's nearly midnight and I was just getting home from detecting. I had followed an embezzler around on a warm day in early summer, trying to observe him spending his ill-gotten gain. The best I'd been able to do was catch him eating a split sandwich in a sub shop in Danvers Square across from Security National Bank. It wasn't much, but it was as close as you could get to sin in Danvers. I got a Steinlager from the refrigerator and opened it and sat at the counter to read my mail. There was a check from a client, a consumer protection letter from the phone company, the threat of a field collection from the electric company, and a letter from Susan. The letter said, I have no time. Hawk is in jail in Mill River, California. You must get him out. I need help, too. Hawk will explain. Things are awful, but I love you. Susan. And no matter how many times I read it, that's all it said. It was postmarked San Jose. I drank some beer. A drop of condensation made a sight of the green bottle. Some corruption between the Dutch Zeeland and the English Sealand. Carefully and went slowly and got my atlas.
Hello.
South of San Francisco. Three. I drank another swallow of beer. Then I went to the phone and dialed. Vince Haller answered on the fifth ring.
Thank you.
I said it was me. He said, Jesus Christ, it's 20 minutes of one. I said, Hawk's in jail in a small town called Mill River, south of San Francisco. I want you to get a lawyer in there now. At 20 minutes of fucking one, Haller said. Susan's in trouble, too. I'm going out in the morning. I want to hear from the lawyer before I go. What kind of trouble, Haller said. I don't know. Hawk knows. Get the lawyer down there right now. Okay, I'll call a firm we know in San Francisco. They can roust one of their junior partners out and send him down. It's only about a quarter of ten out there. I want to hear from him as soon as he's seen Hawk. Haller said, you okay? I said, get going, Vince, and hung up. I got another beer and read Susan's.
My father had a mistress for 20 years.
No.
Don't lie.
I didn't know it was 20 years.
Hmm? My mother knew about it.
Why didn't she leave him?
Because she loved him so much. And she decided it'd be hypocritical to leave a man for cheating at home when the expense of life she enjoyed so much was paid for by a man whose job was based on finding ways to cheat.
Is that your opinion on the law?
What do you think the law is, Cap? At this level of the game. At my father's level of the game. At your level of the game. It is a big, vicious rumble, Gavin. The people who founded this law firm and the people who sustain it understand the way the world works. If you want to continue to live the way we've been living...
You have to steal.
I could have married an honest man. I could have lived with a professor of Middle English, for example. If he was a moral man and had tenure at Princeton. But But I didn't. I married a Wall Street lawyer, which means I married someone who lives in a world where when a man comes to the edge of things, he has to commit to staying there and living there. Can you live there, Gavin? Can you live there with me?
Security numbers. And we all know what names and addresses and social security numbers are good for. Identity theft. So the apparently the hospital sent out notification letters to these affected patients almost 2 weeks after they found the drives missing. Now you'll notice we've gone from singular to plural. So
you're not going to do anything stupid like leaving me.
It's not quite clear to me reading the news article that this reader submitted whether it's one drive or multiple drives.
The era of the ability to synthesize and create on an unlimited scale.
You've had fantasies, I'm sure, so have I, but we're married. I knew about Michelle. I knew when it was happening, and I knew when it was finished.
New chemicals that had never existed before in the world.
And using the magic of research, oil companies compete with each other in taking the petroleum molecule apart and rearranging it into, well, you name it.
So suddenly, it became possible to produce any new chemicals, synthetic chemicals, the likes of which had never existed before in the world, for any purpose and at virtually no cost.
You love me. You do love me, and I love you too. I'm your wife, and I want to stand beside you.
Fabric, toothbrushes, tires, insecticides, cosmetics, weed killers, a whole galaxy of things.
Just let me help you, Gavin. Let me help you with this.
Make a better life on Earth.
What do you want me to do?
Take the signature page from the living will and attach it to the newly formatted copy of the power of appointment. Bring it to the courthouse and then meet me for dinner tonight. We're going out with Karen and Carl.
For instance, if you wanted to go to a chemist and say, look, I want to have a chemical, say a pesticide, which will persist throughout the food chain, and I don't want it to have to renew it very, very often. I'd like it to be relatively non-destructible. And then he'd put two benzene molecules on the blackboard and add a chlorine here and a chlorine that.
In this industry, there's no question that the employer-based healthcare system is broken. Our failure to come to terms with this continues.
That was DDT.
When the 8th Army needed Jap civilians to help them out in our occupation, they called on native doctors to administer DDT under the supervision of our men to stem a potential typhus epidemic. Dusting like this goes a long way in checking disease.
Karen and Carl. I forgot about Karen and Carl.
And I remembered. We're a team, Gav. We're partners.
It always appealed to me. There's something about a guy living alone, working alone, doing what he wants, when he wants.
If we're talking about maybe a laptop, maybe we're talking about a pen drive. It's not really too specific, so.
I've studied it a little bit in anthropology.
Not in my genes.
School and stuff like that. But, yeah, so we're talking about the Western world, folks.
Sure.
went on to tell me that, in addition, all of them had found it impossible to fulfill the terms of their contracts, which required them to travel to remote places in countries like Ecuador, Indonesia, Iran, and Egypt, to interview local leaders and to provide personal assessments about the prospects for economic development in those regions. One had suffered a nervous breakdown in an isolated Panamanian village. He was escorted by Panamanian police to the airport and put on a plane back to the United States. The letters you sent me indicate that you don't mind sticking your neck out, even when hard data isn't available. And given your living conditions in Ecuador, I'm confident you can survive almost anywhere. He told me that he already had... I'm confident you can survive almost anywhere.
God is a pathetic joke for losers, and you know it.
He told me that he already had fired one of those economists and was prepared to do the same with the other two if I accepted the job. So it was that in January 1971, I was offered a position as an economist with Maine. I had turned 26, the magical age when the draft board no longer wanted me. I consulted with Anne's family. They encouraged me to take the job, and I assumed this reflected Uncle Frank's attitude as well. I recalled him mentioning the possibility I would end up working for a private firm. Nothing was ever stated openly, but I had no doubt that my employment at Maine was a consequence of the arrangements Uncle Frank had made 3 years earlier, in addition to my experiences in Ecuador and my willingness to write about that country's economic and political situation. My head reeled for several weeks, and I had a very swollen ego.
I guess we assume the audience is us. I think that's really what it comes down to. We feel like anything we're capable of appreciating or understanding that an audience is. I don't know how to second guess. I don't know how to make a movie and say, well, I don't like this, but I bet they will. I just don't know how to do that, and neither does he.
Sudden place, you get a lawyer, another guy's a doctor, another guy dies, another guy gets well, and you know, people are born. I envy you, your youth. Go on, get laid. Get drunk, you know, you do anything. But you got no choice anyway. I mean, we're all fucked. More or less, you know.
You see, this is a natural progression. Most are not conscious of it. But if you step back a moment and look at the way of your world, in order to find the light, first you clarify and see the darkness. Letting that darkness be brightened by spirit. Letting that darkness inspire. You know, how many flyers do you get asking for contribution? Where the letter, the junk mail. First of all, that clarifies the problem. Why they need your money. Why they need your lifetime membership in. Yes, you'll get that junk mail every other month asking you to become a valued
access.
Life member, forgetting that you did that last month. But nonetheless, the clarity brings exposure, but it needs to be brightened with spirit.
Resentful and, the tide is coming in. He remembers the drowned man. Of course, this connects with Lysitas, which he taught in the school. He thinks of the corpse floating up. The two men outside the Martello Tower have been waiting for the corpse to float up. Seemingly, is it 9 days? After 9 days, the corpse floats up. That a cloud covers the sun. And these always seem to be symbolic of something. I mean, the cloud when it covered the sun.
That's in the first chapter.
Yeah. He thinks of Lucifer and possibly lightning, I'm afraid. He picks his nose, lays the result carefully on a rock, wonders if anybody is watching him. And then he sees it, he looks over his shoulder and sees his three-master ship going up the river into Dublin. And that's it.
Yeah. A good summary, and it takes place mainly in Stephen's mind. There's some input, he sees things, he notices things, and here Joyce, in anyway, three rapid steps, three chapters, has moved from little glimpses of what we would call interior monologue or stream of consciousness that are turned on very mildly at first in the first chapter. There's more in the second, and the third chapter is almost nothing else. So we move into Stephen's mind, and it's a very abstruse mind with all kinds of odd things he remembers that we don't. And again, if we don't understand it in a way, how could we? And again, the miracles, or rather, that choice does allow us to follow up to a point. Stephen is obviously good at expressing things. He also likes choice words. He likes old words, strange words. He remembers some gypsy language there.
You know, I've continued to write about my life as it is, hoping that people will identify with, you know, some of the things that I do, some of the things that I think, and you know,
some sense of inspiration, aspiration, something that stirs your passion, that stirs your soul, something that motivates you, will, into action, seeking and meaning, ultimately understanding. To brighten that spirit is what it creates, the expansion of an idea, of a thought, of an activity. But that is not enough. It needs to have more than brightening of spirit, and the expansion needs now to be balanced, to be made substantive, to be made valuable with the embellishment of soul. It's not called soul in the world in this regard, but the embellishment, bringing something of a truth, something of beauty, something of opportunity and possibility.
I felt really trapped. I really felt trapped, and I forgot that I was in a movie.
Every age, every generation has its built-in assumptions that the world is flat, that the world is round, etc. There are hundreds of hidden assumptions, things we take for granted that may or may not be true. Of course, in the vast majority of cases, historically, these things aren't true. So presumably, if history is any guide, much about what we take for granted about the world simply isn't true. But we're locked into these precepts without even knowing it oftentimes. That's a paradox oftentimes. Knowing steps without even knowing it oftentimes. That's a paradox. So that talking about take guide, much about what we take for granted about the world simply isn't true. But we're locked into these precepts without even knowing it oftentimes. That's a paradox.
Modern materialism
strips people of the need to feel responsible. And often enough, so does religion. But I think if you take quantum mechanics seriously, it puts the responsibility squarely in your lap, and it doesn't give answers that are clear-cut and comforting. It says, yes, the world is a very big place. It's very mysterious. Mechanism is not the answer, but I'm not going to tell you what the answer is.
I forgot that I was in a movie.
Sir, would you kindly step outside, please? Oh, I'm sorry. New Metaphysics. Harry Geiserman here. I've got several rolls of quarters, so I'm all set, man.
On Canal Street.
I'm all set. For the whole string of moments. Sitting like a big chapter on today. Got it covered. The horizon's mine. Not too much pain today.
Something of complexity, of spirituality, of your relationship with nature at the very least, to embellish what is expanded, and there, out of that embellishment, comes the revelation. The aha moment, the bright light, future possibility, the goal, the dream, the opportunity. What can come from your participation?
The film is being released simultaneously in theaters and on DVD and shown on cable.
Your engagement, that revelation.
To borrow your sister's dress? What for?
I want to wear it to the Halloween party.
There are names for boys who go around wearing girls' clothes.
Oh, don't be silly, darling. You go ahead and wear your sister's dress, Glenn. You always did look much better as a girl than you do as a man.
Glenn did wear the dress to the Halloween party. He even took first prize. Then, one day, it wasn't Halloween any longer.
God is a pathetic joke for losers, and you know it.
Too much work. Just the workload's too heavy.
Era grew and grew. Warning signs emerged.
It's really just the hours. It's just a matter of hours.
That some of these chemicals could pose hazards.
I mean, I want to be busy as a director, and I've tried to stay busy as a director, and that's my day job. And if you're going to produce and produce well, there are a lot of things that you just can't delegate. Something has to be read or watched or discussed, or, you know, notes have to be done, and you can't hand those over to other people.
The data initially were trivial, anecdotal, but gradually a body of data started accumulating to the extent that we now know that the synthetic chemicals which have permeated our workplace, our consumer products, our air, our water, produce cancer and also birth defects and some other toxic effects. Furthermore, industry has known about this, at least most industries have known about this, and have attempted to trivialize these risks. If I take a gun and shoot you, that's criminal. If I expose you to some chemicals which knowingly are going to kill you, what difference is there? The difference is that it takes longer to kill you.
It was five industries that couldn't leave the city, because one of the, you know, arguments back is this is a job killer. These firms will up and go to a neighboring state instead. And so I thought the choice of the five industries initially was...
We are now in the midst of a major cancer epidemic, and I have no doubt, and I have documented the basis for this, that industry is largely responsible for this overwhelming epidemic of cancer.
Widespread availability of pirated DVDs are the studios, and they're especially concerned about their big blockbusters, their King Kongs and Batmans and Supermans. And those films are pirated immediately upon their release, and it's particularly a problem in international markets. One of the things that studios are doing to confront the piracy problem is that they are collapsing the domestic and international window so that films are being released simultaneously in as many countries as possible, but still theatrically and not simultaneously in theaters and on DVD. But IFC and 2929 and the other small distribution companies that are releasing these films, that are engaged in this early experiment toward simultaneous release in theaters and in the home video market, don't stand to lose as much as the studios do to piracy.
Why do we keep recreating the same reality? Why do we keep having the same relationships? Why do we keep getting the same jobs over and over again? In this infinite sea of potentials that exist around us, how come we keep recreating the same realities? Isn't it amazing that we have options and potentials that exist, but we're unaware of them?
I had earned only a bachelor's degree from BU, which did not seem to warrant a position as an economist with such a lofty consulting company. I knew that many of my BU classmates, who had been rejected by the draft and had gone on to earn MBAs and other graduate degrees, would be overcome with jealousy. I visualized myself as a dashing secret agent.
30 seconds and counting. Stu Russo just said, thanks, it's been a good time. 25 seconds and counting, we are still gold.
There you go.
20 seconds, guidance alert, the guidance system going internal. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11,
to gain access.
10, 9, 8, ignition,
you must enter
start.
Your passcode.
5, 4, 3, 2,
thank you.
1, 0. Launch commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff. Apollo 14. 3 minutes past the hour. The tower is...
Lounging beside hotel swimming pools, surrounded by gorgeous bikini-clad women, martini in hand. Although this was merely fantasy, I would discover that it held elements of truth. Einar had hired me as an economist, but I was soon to learn that my real job went far beyond that, and that it was, in fact, closer to James Bond's than I ever could have guessed.
I'd had a couple of experiences working with people who weren't professional actors, and I was really intrigued. They
can beat me up, steal my car, burn my house down, take my money. I'll probably forgive you. You touch my kid, you're dead. Okay. Love my kids. Guys, I feel sorry for the young man that first asks my daughter out. We're going to have a discussion. First girl my son asks out, I'm going to call her up and I'm going to say, let's do lunch. I'll pay. This is my son, whom I love. Touch him and die.
They had a quality that I thought was unique and very, very different from how we normally experience performances, especially in movies.
And out of revelation, celebration. Not party celebration, but celebration. Seeing the sacred. Making commitment. Using this revelation.
So I just had in the back of my mind an idea that at some point I would want to make a film that was entirely populated by people who'd never been in front of a camera before.
Guys, don't forget that girl you're dating, that girl you're taking to prom, that girl you're going out with, guys, that's somebody's daughter.
And that was, I think, the most exciting part about making the movie. I remember remember when we were making Grey's Anatomy, in order to do it for the amount of money that we had, needed to be shot completely out of sequence. I'd edited a version of the monologue that I felt, you know, would work in feature length. And to watch Spalding be able to dip in and out of it without any problem or any miscues, and then put the film together in chronological order and see how perfectly he had modulated his emotions and the cadence of his performance was amazing.
As a foundation for recommitment to yourself, to your goals, to your dreams, to whatever the motivation and momentum.
Because television has taught us that our heads are filled with images inside.
They celebrated lineage, they celebrated precedent, and they celebrated concreteness.
It made the production look like it was five times as costly as what it actually was. I believe that Irwin, he planned everything. Storyboarding, plan for how you want a film made. And he stuck very close to those storyboards.
Honoring, changing because of it, commemorating. Out of revelation comes celebration. These, the voices of not light, but the voices of illumination.
To gain access.
Is it possible that we're so conditioned to our daily lives, so conditioned to the way we create our lives, that we buy the idea that we have no control at all? We've been conditioned to believe that the external world is more real than the internal world. This new model of science is just the opposite. It says what's happening within us will create what's happening outside of us.
There's a physical reality that is absolutely rock solid, and yet it only, if you want to put it this way, it only comes into existence when it bumps up against some other piece of physical reality. That other piece may be us, and of course we're partial to those moments. But it doesn't have to be either. You know, it could be just some incidental rock comes flying along and interacts with this fuzzy mass of stuff. And sure enough, it provokes it into a particular state of existence.
And there were philosophers in the past that said, look, if I kick a rock and I hurt my toe, that's real. You know, I feel that, it feels real, it's vivid, and that means that it's reality. But it's still an experience, and it's still this person's perception of it being real.
Scientific experiments have shown that if we take a person and hook their brains up to certain PET scans or computer technology and ask them to look at a certain object, and they watch certain areas of the brain light up, and then they've asked them to close their eyes and now imagine that same object, and when they imagine that same object, it produced the same areas of the brain to light up as if they were actually visually looking at it. So
I think we would have realized that our heads are filled with visual images.
Too much work. Just the workload's too heavy.
One of the problems that the film industry has confronted recently is the problem of their shrinking audience. The attendance at movie theaters...
unless we had worked with television. So now we understand that we have images inside and that we're telepathic. And now we're starting to understand that the images in our heads are creating realities out there.
So you're saying that I can create...
Really advanced.
I can create events if I want to?
Well, for example, if you want to create something, it's more powerful. The most powerful tool is visualization. And there have been many techniques that have been developed by...
Taco Bell Erlanger, Clarissa speaking.
Is this Taco Bell?
Yes.
I need a chalupa delivered to my house.
Okay. What kind of chalupa?
I want a very cheesy chalupa.
Okay.
With extra pepperoni.
But our driver is sick right now, so we don't have delivery right now.
Can't you bring it to me, baby? Can't you bring me my chalupa?
No.
Please?
As well, his name is Joe.
I give you hot Mexican love, baby.
As long your name is Joe.
Please? My name not Joe, my name is Hector.
Well, I guess no delivery for you.
Can't you bring it to me?
Nope, sorry. Is this a prank call?
No, this is a serious call. What, do you think I'm really Mexican?
Hello?
Hello?
Joe.
Are you Mexican?
Huh?
Are you Mexican?
Who's this?
Are you Mexican?
Who is this?
This is Mike. Are you Mexican?
What's the purpose of you calling?
I'm calling to see if you're Mexican.
No.
Do you deliver chalupas?
No, we don't have delivery boy.
Why not?
If that's what you know, you want to talk to my manager about that.
Okay, put that jackass on the phone.
I forgot.
Put that jackass on the phone then.
Hold on just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
This is Janet. Can I help you?
Hi, what's up, sugar tits? I was calling...
Hang on a second. I've got to answer drive-thru, so hold on.
Okay.
I forgot that I was in a movie.
Would that be all? Yeah. 11:55. Thank you. Thanks, Linda. Sorry about that.
You ought to be. Time's money. What are you doing?
Do what?
So when you all bringing my chalupa?
Now this is a small, cheap, independent, short film.
Because you done said you would.
Who did?
You did.
I did?
I think.
You think?
Well, are you going to bring it or not?
No. We don't deliver.
You don't
now, this
deliver?
Is a small, cheap, independent,
why not?
Short film.
Because we don't deliver. There's only two of us here. Neither one of us can leave the store. Lazy bum. That's what she said.
What?
Yeah, because you're lazy bum.
Yeah, I heard that. Just bring me my damn chalupa.
On Canal Street.
What's a damn chalupa?
Since when does Taco Bell not deliver?
We never have delivered.
Why not?
Because. I gotta go. I'll get another car. You want her back?
Yeah, put her on the phone.
Scientist to back up and ask this question. So who sees then? Does the brain see? Or do the eyes see? And what is reality? Is reality what we're seeing with our brain? Or is reality what we're seeing with our eyes?
Hey!
Which uses light, yes, but the voices of illumination.
And sorry, we don't deliver.
Hey!
What?
Beyond celebration.
I'll be up there in a few. I'll be in a 72 Eldorado.
Yeah.
I'm a pimp.
Whatever.
I'm a pimp. Look for the fuzzy dice on the mirror.
Yeah.
You gonna give me a kiss?
Could stop.
Hey.
What?
Hey.
What?
Do I get free tacos?
Yeah.
There, the process is done then.
I want hard shell.
Ooh, you want them hard, huh?
Hard shell. No lettuce.
All right.
We can move on to other things and other issues, certainly, sir. But out of celebration, there is an eighth step. There is a light. Sometimes clarifying, sometimes exposing, there is a light.
Yeah.
if this were, say, Ocean's 11, a big, expensive film with lots of famous stars, could you imagine this kind of simultaneous releasing being effective?
That the Hamas members of parliament are at the service of all Palestinian people, those who elected them and those who didn't.
Or do you think that would be a non-starter?
Oh, I think that'll happen. You have to remember, when you're talking about high-profile movies like Oceans or King Kong or Lord of the Rings, in essence, those movies were available on DVD the day they opened on Canal Street.
Oh, the pirated
version. So I feel, I just feel like this is, you know, this is a genie that's not going to be put back in the bottle. You just got to accept it and embrace it and figure out how to make it work for you.
And the truth is that the brain does not know the difference between what it sees in its environment and what it remembers, because the same specific neural nets are then firing. So then it asks the question, what is reality?
Enriched with the vision of spirit and the dream of soul, there is a light. Expanding, revealing, celebrating, there is a light. That in a moment that otherwise could be lost, is the flickering, spiraling, lifting, leaping light of transcendence. Even in the most mundane of fashions, you get that piece of junk mail that clarifies a crisis, a tragedy. It exposes the problem, the weakness, the vulnerability, the potential darkness that, if unintended, will occur. That exposure brightens. You find not it, but out of it, because of it, motivated by it, a brightening of spirit. Your passions are stirred. Your soul is somehow engaged. You are inspired to take action, seeking greater understanding and meaning. You are inspired to get involved.
The drug trade has changed in very important ways. A lot of the drugs are no longer harvested but cooked. The future of the drug trade is not harvesting something and then moving it to another country, but cooking it in makeshift labs or very even industrial labs.
And you expand, adding scope, adding dimension, spreading, reaching, lifting.
Some countries. It has also changed in the sense that traditional countries that were transshipment countries have now become big markets. For example, Brazil, that used to be a transshipment place for drugs produced in Andean countries, in Peru, in Bolivia, in Colombia. Now Brazil is a huge market and continues also to be a transshipment place. And there are new products. Technology has changed the drug trade. A very important drug trade that accounts for $7 billion a year takes place in the Pacific Northwest, where there is an export from Canada called BC Bud, British Columbia Bud, which is a type of marijuana that is very potent and very sought after by consumers and distributors. That trade did not exist a few years ago, and it now exists thanks to changes in technology. They have adapted and used biotechnology. You know, marijuana is no longer produced only in the tropical places. It can be produced in very cold places, like British Columbia. So there is technology, and technology that is biotechnology, technology that is communications technology, that uses all sorts of new means, from calling cards to the internet to Blackberries to pagers to very low costs of transportation, that were one of the changes of the 90s, have facilitated this illicit trade of all kinds. We'll be right back.
You embellish that with your soul, seeing a bigger picture, seeing not only the immediate solution, but something bigger, something grander, that speaks to human kindness.
Single-camera television shows, which are shows that are shot like a movie, and multi-camera shows, which are shows that are well shot like a bad movie, I guess you would say. They're shot like a sitcom, with several cameras shooting the action all at once in a three-walled set. You know, the comedy was sharper on the multi-camera shows, the sitcoms, because there was time to vet the comedy, there were run-throughs, and you got a number of takes at it. And in film, there's so much time spent lighting and putting together the technical package that when you finally get a chance to do the takes, you really only have time to do two or three takes. This new technology, this 24p, which is 24, I guess, per second, 24 frames per second videotape, which looks very much like film, doesn't require extensive lighting, and, you know, uses kind of the vocabulary of shows like Cops or Blind Date or some of the
There's something
reality
to shoot
shows.
For.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, the savings was going to be in rehearsal and in run-through, and in effect, that is basically what we have today. We don't have a formalized rehearsal period, but if we get on a set at 8 o'clock, we're up and lit and ready to shoot at 8:10. And, you know, you can run the scene 14 or 15 times. And that's really where the comedy comes from. And particularly in a family piece, you know, that's where people really start to interact and overlap and learn each other's rhythms.
The brain processes 400 billion bits of information a second, but we're only aware of 2,000. Of those 2,000 bits of information are just about the environment, our body, and about time.
We're living in a world where all we see is the tip of the iceberg, the classical tip of an immense quantum mechanical iceberg.
If the brain is processing 400 billion bits of information, and then our awareness is only on 2,000, that means reality is happening in the brain all the time. It's receiving that information. And yet we haven't integrated it.
The eyes are like the lens. But the tape that's really seeing is the back of the brain. It's called the visual cortex. It's right back here. It's like this camera. It's tape. Did you know that the brain imprints what it has the ability to see? For example, this camera is seeing a lot more around me than what is here, because it has no objection and no judgment.
Judge Alito would say about Roe v. Wade or the subsequent Casey Supreme Court.
The only movie that's playing in the brain is what we have the ability to see.
Everyone knows that every prior Supreme Court decision constitutes a precedent.
So is it possible our eyes, our cameras see more than what our brain has the ability to consciously project?
That some Muslims regarded him as an Uncle Tom figure, too close to the government, a bit of a government stooge, and in fact he was close to the Prince of Wales. And
well, the way our brain is wired up, we only see what we believe is possible. We match patterns that already exist within ourselves through conditioning. So a wonderful story that I believe is true is that when the Indians, the Native American Indians on the Caribbean islands, saw Columbus's ships approaching, they couldn't see them at all because it was so unlike anything they had ever seen before. They couldn't see it.
When Columbus's armada landed in the Caribbean, none of the natives were able to see the ships, even though they existed on the horizon. The reason that they never saw the ships was because they had no knowledge in their brains or no experience that clipper ships existed. So the shaman starts to notice that there's ripples out in the ocean, but he sees no ship.
Basically, it was just a confirmation that the more you can recreate or create an environment for an actor that's as close to real life as possible, the better the results you're going
to
get.
But he starts to wonder what's causing the effect. So every day he goes out and looks and looks and looks, and after a period of time...
And even on some of the larger films, I've tried to work at stripping away all the distractions, or many of the distractions that
he's
you
able
have.
To see the ships. And once he sees the ships, he tells everybody else that ships exist out there because everybody trusted and believed in him.
Potentially. And just make it easier for them to, make it easier for them to stop performing, in essence. I mean, that's what you want. You don't want them to act. You want them to be.
Teachers for doing this. The reason it's so powerful is that our brains actually do create. Our brains are electromagnetic devices that actually do create realities. And I know this is a real jump for people, but more and more people are figuring this out. Well, once you get to the point where you honestly believe that...
Behave. It's tricky on a film that's much less... This has a sort of observant style. It's much less theatrical, overtly theatrical, than some other films I've made. So it was easier to create this environment for the actors.
They saw them also.
Find something I can handle, you know, that doesn't, you know, mess me up or anything like that. I stick to it. I hold on to it with a death grip, like my civil service job. God, I thought, I'll never find another job like this again. You know, it's so ideal for me, you know. It's easy. I don't have to go home and worry about the work. I just go and, you know, do the work and go home and think about writing something. And, you know, I had health insurance. And so, I mean, why wouldn't I want to stay with that? I didn't think I possibly could do any better than that. I thought that was the best I could possibly do. And, you know, maybe I was right.
That somehow speaks to the goodness inherent in humankind, to the truth innate.
Exxon pled guilty in connection to federal criminal charges with the Valdez spill and paid $125 million in criminal fines. General Electric was guilty of defrauding the federal government and paid $9.5 million in criminal fines. Chevron was guilty of environmental violations and paid $6.5 million in fines. Mitsubishi was guilty of antitrust violations and paid $1.8 million. IBM was guilty of illegal exports and paid $8.5 million. Was guilty of environmental violations. Pfizer, the drug manufacturer, was guilty of antitrust violations and paid $20 million. Food and drug regulatory violations.
And outrageous. Why he thought his membership would enhance his appeal to the Reagan administration. I find it absolutely unbelievable.
Was guilty of financial fraud. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois.
Unical was guilty of fraud.
Environmental violations.
Guilty of Korean Airlines.
Guilty of accident.
Guilty of financing.
$225 million. Hoffman LaRouche. Guilty of an antitrust violation. Paid $500 million in criminal fines.
Judiciary Committee, Judge Alito promised in writing, quote, I would disqualify myself from any cases involving the Vanguard companies. Now, I could accept, with reluctance, but I could accept Judge Alito's admission that his failure to recuse himself was a, quote, oversight, close quote, for which he accepted responsibility.
Again and again, we have the problem that whether you obey the law or not is a matter of whether it's cost-effective. If the chance of getting caught and the penalty are less than it costs to comply, people think of it as being just a business decision.
I'm drawing the metaphor of the early attempts to fly, the man going off of a very high cliff in his airplane with the wings flapping and the guys flapping the wings and the wind is in his face and this poor fool thinks he's flying, but in fact he's in free fall.
Is actually creating something. I can assure you that
still collecting votes down here in metaphysics for which photo of obscurantism is the picture for January in our calendar. And we are paying off people to vote either yes or nay. We're choosing multiples of dollars at random so that we, in fact, won't know the outcome of the tally. And therefore, we'll have a surprise in our calendar. Of course, these calendars won't ever be printed and are not going to ever be available for the listeners. But they will have some sort of existence there, and the sort of in between. And even though we won't ever know which reality was chosen, the laws of resonance and all. Some entity will know, because they won't necessarily know that we don't know and that they do. But we'll know that we won't know.
Your passcode.
And therefore, it'll be kind of like a surprise for us. If we ever experience that resonant frequency where it might have happened. NewMetaphysics.com, of course, where you are in control, at least theoretically, of the download. I mean, the instructions given to your computer. Nothing leaves the server. Make no mistake about that. No mistake about that.
Um,
No mistake about that at all, my friends. Email Gary at newmetaphysics.com, of course. If you're the wordy type, assuming you speak English.
That's
some language. I don't want to be presumptuous.
There's nothing abstract about Levitical religion.
All
the things they write about are symbols, you can say so, but they all
that's,
they, people
that's
believe
not a problem
that God was really...
Then management will be happy. It'll piss down the slats in the Pacheco kind of economy we got going on over here. And whatever powder lands where it may will determine the head on this multi-headed monster.
History means something different from them. To me, it would be unlikely to say that seven different generals from the 17th through the 20th century won the Battle of the Bulge.
Where the history is perfectly comfortable. With Caroline on 259.
Be careful about what you're thinking about. I observe what's on my mind every moment of the day.
There are contrasts. Not every nation wants to make the kinds of claims.
Right. It's not
worth it.
You're sort of looking at yourself. You're looking at your mind.
That's the background to why we're going to run through this sundering history of ancient Israel.
I might say...
Do I really think that in 40 minutes, running through the history of Israel from something like 1800 BC to beyond Alexander the Great, that every one of us is going to know that material pat after this, or that I'm going to cover everything now? Do I imagine that after this 40 minutes, you will never mistake the Philistines for the Phoenicians, the Samaritans for the Sumerians, the Judeans for the Jordanians? I'll stop that alliterative game right now. And the answer is no. And the two pieces of information that may help are the following. First, the essential reading for every one of these...
Imagine a world in which one of the things owned by a corporation was the song Happy Birthday. In fact, an AOL Time Warner subsidiary holds the copyright. In the past, it has demanded over $10,000 to allow you to hear anyone sing this popular song in a film.
But in any case, you are reading through the course, if you're doing the reading that accompanies this, with a history of ancient Israel that will repeat and amplify everything that I say. Secondly, and probably even of greater comfort, because it obtains even for those who are not doing the reading for this course,
magazine.
I don't think that there is a single piece of historical, that there's a single historical
Radio Caroline.
That will not reappear. Now, when it reappears, I'll try to say it differently.
Throughout the night on 963 kilohertz, this is Caroline Overdrive.
But this is what to do lightly. And almost everything, if not every single thing, in the summary of history, which I attempt to address
in lecture number
two, will be addressed in slightly different fashion.
I mean, what they were doing, obviously, is working with weapons and working with guns.
I think the
for a couple of years before they finally lost their mind and went on and did it.
We live in a gun culture.
That's right. And I don't have a gun in my house, and I never will, because I believe that if I have a gun in my house, I'm creating a reality where somebody might come in and invade my house. I'm creating a thought form just by having a gun.
The patriarchal period, and for every one of the periods into which we, with some justification, though occasionally officially divided
into three,
but the once joyful.
Well, you're sort of
the patriarchal period is that with which they began.
Nobody will ring her house, and nobody will.
Circa, approximately 1750 to 1400 BCE.
They almost ignored the baby in their effort to cajole his older brother David. But even the morning songs were different.
In my designation of this material, you will know, and probably most folks are familiar with this by now. You will notice that I switched between BCE and BC with great alacrity and great freedom. You don't need a translation formula like that between Fahrenheit and Celsius to try to discern BCE from BC. It's just different designations. Most scholars today tend to talk about what used to be talked about as BC and AD as BCE before the Common Era and CE the Common Era.
So we patched over to D.C., they went down, L.A., Chicago, uplink to London. Even called affiliates to try to get them to catch the feed, but nobody answers. It's the same everywhere.
Something revealed about yourself.
No more news comes out of that area.
About humankind, about the world. Positive, powerful, enlightening, illuminating.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
No, I don't. Sorry, I don't want a confession. I just. All the seats are full out there, so I came in here and some of the song.
Oh, there's some seats up front. I'll show you.
No, I don't want that. Thank you.
Are you Catholic?
Yes.
When was the last time you made confession?
We can really begin to take a look at the emergence of the modern age with the enclosure movements of the great European commons in the 14th, 15th, and 16th century. Medieval life was a collectively lived life. It was a brutish, nasty affair, but there was a collective responsibility. People belonged to the land did not belong to people.
And the sin?
Adultery.
Did you do your penance?
Yes.
Did you stop the affair?
I stopped having sex.
But you still see each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you are thinking about sleeping with her again.
Is sex all you think about?
No.
That's not what I'm talking about. I came here to confess something else.
What?
Something I'm gonna do. Something I haven't figured out yet.
Tell me.
And in this European world, people farmed the land in a collective way because they saw it as a commons. It belonged to God. And then it was administered by the church, the aristocracy, and then the local manors as stewards of God's creation. beginning with Tudor England, we began to see a phenomenon emerge, and that is the enclosure of the great commons by parliamentary acts in England and then in Europe. And so first we began to take the great land masses of the world, which were commons and shared, and we reduced those to private property.
All right. I'm going to do something bad to somebody. It's going to be bad and beautiful. That's what the day has been waiting for.
Then we went after the oceans, the great oceanic commons, and we created laws and regulations.
Well, you must be angry about something. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's good. It's a good beginning. Ask me about my anger. And you ask me if I've prayed. I'll tell you that I tried, but I couldn't. And then you'll say the only prayer God really hears is one you can't find the words for.
That would allow countries to claim a certain amount of water outside their coastal limits for...
And then you'll tell me that only the broken heart is whole. And then you'll tell me how the meek will inherit the earth.
And that's how I live, and nobody ever has. And I really believe that no...
I was an altar boy. I get it. I came here for some meaning. I'm trying... I want you to give the world meaning to me.
Why does the world need meaning?
Because the world is a sewer. Because the world's a shithole and a garbage dump. Because my father-in-law got me to screw a good man, a decent man, out of his money.
Exploitation. In this century, we went after the air, and we divided it into air corridors that could be bought and sold for commercial traffic for airplanes.
And my wife cheers me on. Because I got a little fender bender with this guy on the FDR, and I had a little fight with him, and I tried to do everything I could to settle it, but this guy just won't let it go.
Why?
And then, of course, the rest is history.
With deregulation, privatization.
Oh, my. Okay. You came here because you want God to be part of this. So, let God in. Yeah. I do. God's watching us right now, isn't he? Yes. He's watching us. He's peering down at us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes God likes to watch a love story. Sometimes God likes to watch a football game, you know. He channel hops. Sometimes God likes a war. Sometimes God likes to put two guys in a paper bag and just let them rip.
God loves you.
God is a joke. God is a pathetic joke for losers, and you know it.
Free trade. What we're seeing is yet another enclosure and, if you like, private taking of the commons. One of the things I find very interesting in our current debates is this concept of who creates wealth. That wealth is only created when it's owned privately. What would you call clean water, fresh air, a safe environment? Are they not a form of wealth? And why does it only become wealth when some entity puts a fence around it and declares it private property? Well, you know, that's not wealth creation, that's wealth usurpation.
Seven games that Washington has played, they've had a plus 16 turnover ratio, 23 quarterback sacks, and they've allowed only 82 yards a game rushing. They think Washington, in the kind of groove that they are in right now, and remember, different New England Patriot teams. In the first 11 games of the year, New England had a minus 9 turnover ratio. They were allowing 119 rushing yards a game. Years, you're not just a myth, And I don't think there's any question that Belichick is among the more resourceful of what you can get elsewhere in both of these playoff games. First, the Seattle-Washington game. We mentioned that World Sports Exchange had it 9.5. And that's the same line you'll get at canbet.com and stanchange.com. Well, Victor Ch-
radio.
So obviously
he tried. Went on the internet and stuck a dildo up his ass like a goddamn girl. Well, Chauncey, I mean, Ricky, go ahead, comment
no,
on Sean.
AdmiralBet.
Oh, this is great. I cannot imagine how he can think that he's
and
somewhat of an expert yet. He begs and pleads with you to be on his show.
Yeah.
I'm a long-time listener. I've been listening for the past...
Stable with your comments.
One, five,
your
nine.
Comment.
Well,
you know nothing about Howard Stern.
He became
expert.
Less manageable as a
you
group.
Don't have any.
There were rampages.
You say
Black
about me
when he isolated himself in his room.
Or you don't know a goddamn
thing
about me. Once
before, from his master.
And Neil Cavuto is
but
a 11, fucking chump.
His mother could no longer handle him.
He didn't know shit.
The parents finally had to put David in residence at the regional mental health center.
I mean, that's it.
Then his brother Paul, age 9, graduated again.
These are the things that define
withdrawing from contact with his family and friends. With help, Paul revealed to us
yeah,
and came to understand
it?
That
yeah,
we fucking reached you topped out.
Here was my plan. My plan was to go on satellite radio and kind of do a show where nobody really would notice. You know what I mean? And I could just kind of be here and do my thing the way I want to do it. In fact,
but I remember wishing they
just ramble on
before David was institutionalized. The feelings could have been like through them, preventing Paul's aggression. Saw them last after they visited. Record, Man of La Mancha. David, they told me, sat quietly. He likes music, his caseworker at the center assured them. I am I, Don Quixote, the record played. But David gave no sign to his anxious father that this song had any special significance. Leora was right. David had been able to talk, though no one was sure what made him stop. Matt had yet to prove he could say a word. I followed Mrs. Barringer up the stairs, the ever-present teacher in me, eager to make the most of each moment. As I'd done before, I counted out the steps, hoping Matt would notice. 1, 2, 3... Thought I finished with a sense of futility. Again, no glimmer of understanding in Matt's hooded eyes. As soon as she sat down, the boy squirmed off her lap and went to the closet shelf where wooden puddles were stacked. I expected to hear them drop, but Matt surprised me by taking just one and sat on the floor to remove the five puzzle parts that formed an apple. That doctor. His mother paused to blow out the flame from her cigarette lighter. That one you sent us to. She said as she tucked the lighter in the pocket of her stiff-looking jeans studded with silver nail heads. Know what he expected? He's nuts, that guy. Expected my son to lie on the examination table. Tried to grab the kid right out of my arms. My son got away. She broke into a grin. Ran that doctor all over the room. She gloated. Poor little kid. Kept trying to get me. Then know what he says? How come I can't make him mine? She mimicked the stern neurologist and her own angry reply. I says, you gotta be kidding. My son ain't no guinea pig to go on your table. Matt dropped the puzzle and clambered back onto his mother's lap, burying his head against her shoulder.
Yeah, well, no, I just tried to live on, you know, on two different levels. I knew I couldn't make money at the stuff I liked doing. So I took a job that was not challenging, And, you know, when it was slow at work, I used to sneak off in a corner and read, as a matter of fact. I would take books with me all the time to work. I could get my work done, you know, pretty quickly, and I would, you know, like, I would sneak off someplace to, you know, to read or write. You know, it worked out. I guess if I'd had a tougher job, maybe I wouldn't have read so much.
I speak with some confidence at newmetaphysics.com when I say that. Okay, so what's this guy like? I mean, Ubu is like, you know, an amazing resource.
I know. No, then he has a show on FMU. And
oh, he's an FMU man.
Yeah, he's a show on FMU. And they're actually hosting the server, and that is, you know, they're one of the people hosting this now. And what else is interesting? A lot of papers on here too, and
I've never had enough money, so I've almost never. I remember in high school I bought I used to buy records. But after high school, I never had enough money to ever buy anything. So I remember when I was in Sound Effects CDs. But that was it. Only Sound Effects. Gotta have those, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, one of my favorite sites I'm using it now is Sound Effects.
Yeah.
I mean, I consider that like solid gold.
Yeah.
Sound Effects. Yeah, I go there regularly and download. I have many Sound Effects albums downloaded. I'm glad I have a lot of hard drives. That's all I got to say. I don't know if you ever want Sound Effects. There's every kind of. Yeah, I mean, there's things that I did on the ZBC because now I have more equipment here.
I just.
How much is enough? Now, how much is enough? If you are a billionaire, would it be okay just to be a half a billionaire? Wouldn't it be okay?
So what are you sort of the bottom of your page? Technical problems, get one of our three answers.
Oh, you're at the website.
Oh no, okay, yeah. It's an email. When you click on that, it goes to an email. So.
Well, that's the server. The server guy, Chris, Scott, you know, my server,
okay.
He handles any technical problems, like if you can't download it or something like that.
For your company to make a little less money, if it meant...
When I bought those two airplane tickets for Phil Knight and myself to fly to Indonesia, I was prepared for him to say, okay, let's go.
Sunday. Oh, no, not a chance.
Huh?
Not a chance.
No? No, but they're transferable. I can change it to another day.
No.
And call me on it. Call my bluff. He's a smart guy. I mean, he's not stupid. And so I thought, okay, get ready for this, especially because, you know, I bought first class tickets, so, you know, it'd be a comfortable ride at least, you know. And of course, he tells me then on camera.
I've never been to Indonesia.
I'm like taken aback by this. I can't believe that the guy who's the head of the company has never walked through his own factories.
Oh, you've got to go.
No, I can't go right now and the rest of this year.
When we were done filming, he calls me up. A couple weeks later, and he goes, I may have a chance to go there with you to the factories. I'm going to the Australian Open to watch some tennis. And, you know, maybe I can get up there, or at least you can go there. Would you like to go to the Australian Open?
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I just...
You are here for the job interview.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good. Are you ready?
Hey, I already started. Have a seat.
Thanks.
So, when do you want to go over the done files?
No, that's fine. What's your name?
Gordon Pinella. Gordon, this is Mr. Bannon.
Gordon, how you doing? Good. Where'd you go to school?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
That's cool. Favorite subject?
Copyright law.
Copyright law. First job.
Tax exemption documents.
Thank you. Right?
Hockey.
All the hockey players I went to school with all wanted to jump into telecommunications law and international law. I never knew a hockey player who got into copyright. What's special about copyright law these days?
Digital distribution, internet piracy, tape copy, digital duplication. It's the future.
Gordon, you're going to make a lot of money.
For yourself and for the firm you work for.
I hope so.
How was your point, man?
The law's a lot of fun. I had a client, just died.
Oh. He gave the eulogy.
Oh, I just said a few words. I like to think of him as more a friend than a client, but he was this amazing man. Like a holy rich guy. Imagine the Dalai Lama as an investment banker.
And, you know, so I think that's the way it's going to be if I'm lucky. At first, it freaked me out. And, in fact, but when it was over, it was like there was no structure in my life. And I just got real nervous and then I just made up my mind that first of all, and just do what I had to do or you know.